This is Ms. Olivia from ExperienceMistress.com, and I want to talk to you about the differences between a submissive and a slave. I like to answer your questions. I'll answer pretty much anything you ask. You'll hear what I mean if you listen to my mistress interview from the Intelligent Femdom, Miss Constance. If I'm not going to answer, I'll tell you. One topic I absolutely adore, newbie questions about BDSM. So I got this question from Tumblr. Hi, Mistress Olivia. Do you think a life of slavery is possible, or is that just a fantasy of a submissive that could never happen? Do you view a slave as different than a submissive? Great questions. One of the best things about kink and fetish play is that we are already outside of the norm. So you would think that the kink community would be cool with all sorts of diversity in thought, style, and action. Alas, no. The kink community is just like any other community. Anything that involves human beings will have differences of opinion and judgment. I say that to make sure you know that my thoughts are my own, others may differ or disagree, and that's okay. Let's first ask this question. What is power exchange? Erotic slavery and submission both take place as part of power exchange. I've done lots of blogs about power exchange. Loosely speaking, a submissive voluntarily gives up power to the dominant, but still has say and agency. The sub can be a playdate at a fetish party or a collared sub and still have rights and responsibilities of being in that role. Then there is total power exchange. So what is TPE? Total power exchange is where one person gives up all power to the dominant. That's just like it sounds. Mistress chooses and decides everything. That sounds like slavery to me. What do you think? Do you have a BDSM question? Ask the question in the comments on my blog, experiencemistress.com, or you can always give me a call and talk in private, 1-800-601-7259. Ask for Olivia.